So what I'm hearing you say is not only is this going to be a place where you know, you can take your electric car, and you know, let's say from what I saw from the map that you sent me, it's been in downtown St. Louis, basically within eyeshot of the arch. So this could be a place where people could go if they're going to go down, you know, for an afternoon or an evening, you know, in downtown St. Louis, take your EV, park it there, get it charged by sunlight or, you know, whatever additional resources there might be. So that's one part of this model. Then, of course, there's the food and the coffee. That's another, you know, revenue model. And then I hear that you've got this model also that involves some interesting some car sharing approaches. So is that kind of what you're doing? I mean, obviously you're talking about building a building that's expensive, buying the property or, you know, leasing the property, however, you know, leasehold, however you might work that. That's expensive. You've got to pay for this thing. So you're intending to pay for the, you know, this project, not just with you know, charging people for, you know, charging their cars, but sounds like a little bit more holistic approach.
Well, what's been kind of a misconception is that for some reason we look at a gas station, we think, well, they're selling gas there. But if you were to go and talk to perhaps like a Quick Trip store manager and ask him where he makes his money, he's not making it from the gas.
Yeah.
And so let's say you're driving your GMC truck and you put in $60 worth of gas, that store manager will say, you know what, I didn't really make much profit from that gas, but I did make, you know, 70 or 100% profit on that bag of chips and the Red Bull that you're drinking. So this is no different. In fact, how much more so is this the case with we'll call it electric fuel, right? We're talking about pennies on the dollar to completely fuel up a vehicle. It's only $6-$8 as opposed to $60.
Right.
So how much more so is that the case? We are not relying at all on revenue streams through the charging. There is going to be a significant amount of charging, but that is more of a secondary component. We have the lounge space, the food, and all these other revenue generation models, and it's more so around the sharing of space and the sharing of the vehicles that we're looking to for our revenue stream.
Right. Well, I can see this being, I would assume that you might want to, you're thinking about or might want to consider, you know, putting some meeting space in there where, you know, if a group wants to gather, you know, 10, 15 people, a meetup group, let's say, in St. Louis that wants to meet up, that maybe that might be a good location for them to do that as well.
You're absolutely right. We're borrowing a little bit from the WeWork and WorkWise shared office space strategy, but rather than shared office, we're calling it shared space. And so essentially there's open shared space, but then there's several conference rooms within the structure that can be reserved by those parties that you're alluding to.
Okay, very cool. All right, so kind of where are you at with this project? I mean, you got some beautiful illustrations of it. Illustrations, you know, are meant to inform and inspire, but you also have to have money to actually dig dirt and build things. And so how's that coming along?
So our strategy, as I mentioned early on, is a real estate development strategy. So we partnered with one of the most well-known real estate companies in St. Louis called Green Street. Green Street has been a leader in St. Louis, doing a full swath of beautiful projects all throughout St. Louis, from the Greenway bike paths to new renovations in parallel with Cortex, which is a major innovation center where there's Microsoft and all kinds of other great companies. We've paralleled with them, like I said, from a real estate development strategy, signed all of our agreements, and we're breaking ground on this first structure in January of 2020. And because of our modular and kitted solution, such as what we did with BMW, that structure for BMW went up in 2 days. And our full time, including all concrete installation of the battery storage, the solar, the entire structure, we're looking at about 16 weeks from start to finish, and planning for a opening date, hopefully in May or June. And that's how quickly this is going to go together.